As the seasons change, so does what we see in the sky at night. This is Lisa Berry, and there's enough going on right now. We thought we'd bring in a local expert to help us sort it all out. He calls himself a local amateur astronomer, but he's a member of the University Lowbrow Astronomers, and he knows a lot about what's going on, so we call him an expert. Welcome, Brian Autumn.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Let's start with the easy part first. I saw that Saturday is the second blue moon of 2018, and the last one we'll see until 2020?
Yes, a blue moon is the second full moon in the same month. Now, since each full moon is about 28 days apart, it's tough to fit two in 1 month, but March we have two. So the second one's called the blue moon.
And we won't see one for a couple more years.
Couple more years, yeah.
So that makes this one more special, right?
Well, it's not blue.
Oh.
And that would be cool. But,
right.
But no, it's just a calendar oddity.
Okay. So we'll appreciate it because it'll be two more years until we see it again.
Two more years, yes.
Oh, once in a blue moon, right?
That's right. The blue moon's going to be more two more years, and that is the normal time period between a full moon, that is twice in 1 month.
Did we have a lot this past year?
We had two in January and two in March. So we had two blue moons already in 2018,
right,
which is amazing.
Okay, let's take a deep breath because we've all seen the headline. The headline reads, "The Chinese space station is burning up and crashing to Earth this weekend."
Yes, it's pretty exciting for people like me, because I've been taking pictures and looking at this Chinese space station, Tiangong, Heavenly Palace, for a few years now. And it's just cool. It's out of control. It's spinning, and it is slowly coming down towards Earth. It's going to be burning up this weekend.
Should we be worried?
No, I don't think you have to be worried.
Okay.
Most of the Earth is covered in water. It's most likely to hit water. Very, very, very unlikely to hit humans.
Well, after this recent asteroid we had that did come nearby, I think people are a little more paranoid, possibly?
Well, I would think so, that it's kind of unusual. You know, a big chunk, a piece of space junk as big as a school bus is going to come down. It's going to cause a heck of a show. It's going to burn up and look streaks and look like a huge meteor coming down.
Do we have any chance of seeing that here?
The latest predictions have me thinking, perhaps, maybe a 5% chance, maybe 10% if we're lucky. It is looking clear for us. It's supposed to happen on Sunday, plus or minus 1 day right now. So very likely it'll be happening perhaps Sunday early morning.
It seems like it's been difficult to pin down when and where this is happening.
It's amazing that we know so little about the dynamics of our atmosphere. It is dragged in, and we just cannot model it accurate enough. We just don't know.
So this is an 8.5-ton space station. And what was the name? Heavenly Palace?
It's called the Heavenly Palace.
Why? What's that about?
Well, that's their name for it.
Oh.
This is their first space station that the Chinese put up.
Okay. That's a great name.
Yes. It's the first one. They have a second one up there right now, but that one's not coming down yet.
Has it been doing research? What did they send it up for?
They did some research. Yes. They learned a lot about docking, because they're a few years behind us in their space program, but they're accelerating their pace of learning.
How do they know when it's coming back? Is it designed to come back at this time?
Yeah, it's out of control. We don't know, and nobody can control when it's going to hit. So we just don't know.
This wasn't supposed to happen this way?
No, it was supposed to burn up, but when it's done, it's done, and it's going to burn up.
What does out of control mean, though?
Well, it's spinning, and there's no thrusters. There's nothing pushing it, and so it's just going to fall where it falls.
That does not sound like something we shouldn't be concerned about.
Well, it is something of concern. Last time, things like this did have pieces actually hit the Earth. Skylab.
Okay.
Piece of Skylab actually hit Australia.
Right. And everybody was okay?
There were no problems.
All right. So you'll be watching this for. And in fact, we have a video that you took.
Yes. I took a video of the space station just a day and a half ago as it was whipping through the sky. And it's getting lower and lower, and you can see the video.
So you can let us know if we should be watching for it.
Yes, and you can just Google Chinese space station crash or something like that,
yeah,
and it'll tell you exactly when it's going to be coming down. So I would say on Friday we'll get really good estimates, certainly Saturday morning. But I'm thinking it's going to happen early Sunday morning, and it might possibly be visible here in Washtenaw County.
Well, we'll certainly put in your video, Brian Autumn, on our webpage, WEMU.org, so people can see that. I've heard the word chunks associated with it. That's never a good word, is it?
Yeah, well, we just don't know. But it's
right.
Very likely that stuff on the inside might survive.
Okay.
And hit. little pieces.
Okay. Well, I don't want to, I'm torn between, like, really, is this going to happen? But you seem to, at least before this interview, assured me that we have nothing to worry about here.
I don't think so. No. There's you know, 0.0001% chance that anybody would be hit, and 0.001% chance we'll see it burn up over Washtenaw County.
Okay. And is this something that they should be working on for the future to get these things back to Earth?
It's a huge problem. Junk is a huge problem. There's a million pieces of little space junk. Anything that's bigger than a pea could kill a satellite, right? Because it's moving at 15,000 miles an hour. We have nearly a million pieces that are bigger than a pea. And some of these are huge chunks. So we have a problem, and NASA's working on it. We have many companies working on it. And the most exciting thing I just saw was a harpoon, a space harpoon.
Let's remind people that in your basement in Saline, you have a telescope that's actually in New Mexico that you operate here. So that's how you're seeing all this?
Yes. It's cloudy a lot here, so I moved the telescope into the desert. So I operate it via remote control, and that's how I was able to get this video, because in the desert, it's clear almost every night.
Okay. And how did you even know where to look?
Well, there's programs out there. We have programs even on your phone. You can get a planetarium program that actually tell you when this Chinese space station is coming overhead, just like you can find out when the huge space station, the International Space Station, when it's coming overhead.
Yeah, I have seen that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that is very cool.
And this one's getting almost that bright, because it's getting lower and lower and brighter and moving faster across the sky.
All right. You keep in touch with me and let me know, and we'll share the latest information with our listeners. And also something cool coming up, the Ford Amateur Astronomy Club. What's happening with that?
Well, we're having an astronomy conference and swap meet. Tons of fun, informal, and great for kids of all ages. And you don't have to be an expert. It's general interest. It's going to be a week from Saturday, the 7th. And 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Henry Ford College, and it's at the Mazara Conference Center. And we have talks, general astronomy talks, really cool talks about things in space that anybody could get something out of and be entertained by. Then we're going to have some tech talks on telescopes. I'm going to demonstrate my live observatory and show people pictures of how it works and talk about that. We have planetarium shows that day. And there's going to be a NASA solar system ambassador talking about the solar system.
We'll put the flyer for it on our website. And I love how you refer to yourselves as astro nerds in it.
Well, we don't do that publicly.
But, I thought I saw it written on.
Is it in there?
I saw it somewhere.
Well, it might have been in there, yes. Well, we are astronauts. We have no problem with that. But our mission is to just educate and bring space to the average person.
A lot going on, Brian Autumn. We appreciate your insight and information with us here on 89.1 WEMU. And as I said, go to our webpage, WEMU.org. We'll share your video of the Chinese space station that's coming back to Earth and the information about this upcoming event.
Sounds good. Yeah, look up on Sunday morning if it's clear.